We had a button change there, so there we go. Rocky's with us now. Hope you had a great Easter, and hope you're feeling great today.
Yeah, we did have a great Easter. Had a wonderful time with my family, and it happened to be my birthday on Easter as well, so we celebrated that too.
Twice blessed. You gotta love it. Gotta love it. Now, the school is going strong, but the school, like every other school in this state, is adapting to our new environment, at least our temporary new environment. Can you tell us what's been going on?
Yeah, absolutely. When we came out of spring break, we decided to make the decision to move to the distance learning. And so we have been doing that. We took the first 2 days of the week, Monday and Tuesday, to have our teachers kind of switch their curriculum over and get things prepared and ready. And we started right in to school on that Wednesday. And we've been doing the distance learning now for a little while. And, you know, anytime you switch over to something new and the teachers have to learn a new format and platform and the students are learning from home, there's obviously some snags and difficulties, but seems to be going fairly well. Our parents have been wonderful, and we have amazing teachers, so we've been going strong with that.
I've noticed that the students, in general, have been adapting to this, you know, pretty much okay, because for many of them, the cyber world is, you know, part of their existence. It's been with them since they've known what's been going on.
Yeah, they have adapted to this fairly well. I'll tell you, Tom, the first Zoom meeting that I did with some adults after this started, we took about 10 to 15 minutes to make sure everybody got logged in and the audio and everything was fine. And so that took a little while to get used to. When I did it with my class, I had 24 of us in a Zoom meeting, and I thought, okay, I probably better take the first 10 minutes to make sure everybody gets logged on and knows what's going on. And 2 minutes into the class, we were ready to go because the kids are way better than we are.
Well, one thing I do know for sure about young people is that they miss the socialization. But I understand that you know, a lot of kids in general, and I'm assuming maybe with your students too, they're keeping tabs on each other on the telephone and communicating and in some way, shape, or form, and keeping that social aspect of school moving.
Yeah, I have four children of my own at home, and so they are keeping tabs with friends and doing that as well. They have group chats and ways that they can get together online, but it's probably good for them. Sometimes they get used to using a little too much technology and turning into little zombies sometimes at home sitting on their phones, and it's probably good for them to realize how much they really do enjoy hanging out with other people.
We're talking to Wesleyan Christian School Superintendent Rocky Clark. Rocky, your teachers have just been putting in the time and they've been putting in the effort. They've had to change everything that they've known and convert it into a new platform. And you got to commend them on the effort. This is just this is kind of big for some.
Yeah, you know, our teachers have been working extremely hard, even though they're working from home. Some of them are working twice as hard to switch everything over to make sure that they are communicating. And a big thing for us is we want to still keep that biblical integration into the curriculum and that community feel that we have. And so we've asked our teachers to do little things and work extra hard to try to make sure that, one, they're communicating, that they're getting that biblical integration still into their curriculum, and that they're keeping this community with their classes.
And that is so important. And it's also the big difference that separates Wesleyan Christian School from many other schools. And that is the integration of the biblical. And you do it well. You do it very well. Now, go ahead, sir.
I was going to say it's a bit of a blessing. In February, we had a teacher in-service day, a professional development day for technology integration into the classroom, something that we were looking at pushing forward on, and who knew just a month later how handy that would come into play with what was going on. And so what a blessing that we just had a training on that and teachers had learned a lot of different platforms and formats to be able to do some of this stuff.
Now, we know that this probably won't go on forever, and things are going to get back to what could pass for normal. And this fall, of course, so we've got the classes that it will be starting up again. To prospective parents of students, what would you like to say about the school and what it offers and how it differentiates from just about anything else we've got going on?
Yeah, thank you for that opportunity. We are still open and doing enrollment. We do have open enrollment going on. We can be contacted at 918-3- 833-8631. We do have somebody who is answering the phones and doing enrollment. They also can go to our website at www.wesleyanchristianschool.com and start filling out applications. We are not currently doing any tours. We will start that when things open back up. We are open for enrollment, and I'll sum it up briefly. I say this a bunch, but we talk about Wesleyan Christian School, and we talk about the ABCs of Christian education, which stand for academic excellence, a biblical worldview, and Christian character. And that really sums up our mission statement and what we're about and what we try to do.
And it does it very succinctly and very plainly, and everybody understands it. I like that, how you sum that up. The seniors, I know that they had their heart set on going to the Holy Land this year on their trip. Has that been postponed or rescheduled, or where is that now?
Well, unfortunately, we have had to cancel that trip. We had about, not quite, but almost $1,100 tied up in each airline ticket. Mm. So just over $40,000 with the number of people that were going. And when they closed down international travel, we lost about $600 per ticket on that. And so we have had to cancel that trip, and we are kind of waiting to explore some potential options of maybe doing a senior trip this summer when things hopefully will open back up and we can do something. And so we're looking at several different options, and that will all be dependent on kind of how things go.
I know that there were a lot of kids that were really, really banking on that the last time that we spoke, and they really were looking forward to that. And you're no stranger. You've been there a few times yourself.
Yeah, I've gone a couple times, and I mentioned earlier that I have four kids at home, and my oldest is a senior. And so she was very excited to go on this trip and has been a little disappointed with that, although we always talk about hope and that God is in control, and we're trusting in God and looking to the future of what he has. But she and I have actually talked about potentially, if things open back up later this summer, maybe slipping away and doing a trip with just the two of us. So we'll have to see how that goes.
That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful. Well, every time someone says, well, I see a light at the end of the tunnel, we have to remember you're still in the tunnel. But there is always that hope, and there's always that aspiration that we'll be out soon. When it comes to morale with the people who work with the school and, of course, with the teachers and the students, how difficult of a job is it to keep people positive in this new environment? I imagine it's a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah, we have wonderful, wonderful teachers who have been doing this for a number of years. Our average 10-year here at the school is 10 years. We have some teachers who have been at this for almost 30 years in the elementary. They do a great job. First and foremost comes their relationship with the Lord, and we put a trust in the Lord. And so they keep their positivity no matter what goes on, because we understand that God is in control. And so they have been phenomenal in moving through this, which does, great communicating to the families. And I also want to mention that as well. Our families have been amazing through this. They understand this isn't something that any of us want. They understand that there's just going on throughout the whole state and through the world right now. And they have just been extremely positive. I know sometimes it may be a little extra work for them at home doing stuff, but what wonderful families that we have here at Wesleyan Christian School. And I get encouraging notes from them as I'm putting out emails about the distance learning and the different things that we're doing and how we're trying to adjust to accommodate them and help out. I get all kinds of emails back from our families that are just extremely encouraging and positive. And so what a blessing they are.
It must be. Now, we talked a little bit about the online and everything else about people wanting to enroll for this fall. But as far as the classes, where do you start and where do you end? I mean, is this full 12 grades that we're talking about?
Yep, we do start at pre-K and we go all the way through 12th grade. So we do have every single class, and we have about just over 250 students currently, and are hoping to look to increase on that with the Lord's willing.
And, of course, that's a great teacher-to-student ratio for folks who are concerned about that. You're going to get probably the closest thing to one-on-one possible with that ratio. It's pretty darn good.
Yeah, we do have a great teacher-to-student ratio, which we know we do quite well when it comes to test scores and performance on those types of things. And we know a lot of that is because of our teacher-to-student ratio. And so we're committed to that. We're committed to keeping smaller classroom sizes where students can get that individual attention. That's, you know, other than the biblical worldview and Christian character that we do, that academic excellence comes from a lot of that individual attention. And that's something that our families really appreciate about what we do.
Once again, what is the website so folks can take a virtual tour, or at least learn a lot more about Wesleyan Christian School?
Absolutely. Our website is www.wesleyanchristianschool.com. And once again, they also can call us. We are taking calls at 918-333-8631.
I got to tell you, I love the beautiful job that everyone has done so far. And the people that I've met that have been associated with your school, including a couple of your students, just absolutely remarkable people. And, you know, you can tell that it comes from a caring place. And that caring place, of course, would be the folks there at Wesleyan.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. If we have a little time, I would like to announce, I will actually be letting our families know this morning in an email, but I'll announce it here on the radio that our graduation was scheduled for May 8th, but obviously we are not looking at doing that now. Even if the restrictions get lifted on the shelter at home, my guess is they'll still have some policies on not congregating together. And so we are moving our graduation date to June 12th for our seniors. But we still want to do some type of car parade where our kids can decorate their cars, and we'll pick out a route that people can line up and honk their horns as they travel through on May 8th so that they can actually feel like they have graduated on May 8th and accomplished that goal.
That sounds great, and that sounds like something that the whole community can have some fun with too. And, yeah. And of course, the kids, and it had to be a little bit disappointing to end that senior year on this COVID note, but I think this is something that'll bring the smiles back pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's obviously been difficult. There's a lot of events that we have canceled in this last quarter. We do a lot of different things. So not only their senior trip, but the prom that they do, the musical that goes on, and things like that that they've had to miss out on, and now moving graduation back. And we have a whole week that we actually honor our seniors and do different events almost every single day for them that we may not be able to do now. And so it has been difficult. I actually teach the Senior Worldview Bible, so I get to see these seniors 2 to 3 times a week as we do Zoom calls for class. Mm-hmm. And they've been very good. They're a positive group of kids. They're looking on the bright side. They've been very encouraged. Obviously, there's some disappointment, but they understand who their trust is in, and they've tried to keep a positive attitude about it.
Well, amen on that. We've been speaking with Rocky Clark. He's the superintendent of Wesleyan Christian School. And once again, hit their website, and the phones are always open when it comes to questions about the school or even enrollment for the fall. And Rocky, I want to thank you very much, and stay strong. Sounds like you guys are doing just that.
That's right. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
All righty. And you've been listening to our program. It's called Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And it's been brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase